Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group in East Lansing. They supply all of our computer needs here for the morning show, not only what we use here, but also at the home office. And Linda is live here for Tech Time. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Can you be so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed every morning? I don't know how you do that. So what's new?
Just trying to get things wrapped up for the end of the year.
Got some more. It seems like I've gotten more questions and more emails about protecting our kids when it comes to our computers and where they can go and what they can do. And I had a couple of emails worded basically, what can we do to help teach our kids where to go and what to do? And one question, and you're probably not going to be able to help with this, but as you know, most kids peck because there's no typing classes for kids. Is there a program that you may know of where kids can learn how to type? Because I can remember learning that typing word and being given those speed tests all the time.
Right. I thought, my kids are 28 and 30, but when they were in school, there were courses on keyboarding in the middle schools. I don't know if those still exist because that's been a few years ago. But I made both of my kids take that class. My son particularly gave a lot of pushback on that. But then he ended up in a class with a friend and they turned it into a competition. And now he can type about 80 words a minute. So there are programs that will help your kids learn how to type. I haven't researched them lately, but I know one of the ones that used to be out there that was pretty good was called Mavis Beacon Teaches Typing. So I would search for that one. I'm getting a nod over there, so maybe that does still exist. And that would be a great way. There may be some that are aimed at younger kids as well.
The coolness of being a mom, you get the pushback, and years later, he's a beast on the keyboards. And does he ever give you any love for that?
Oh, no, no, no. But, you know, the way I finally got him to stop pushing back was I was at home working, and we had lost a document that needed to be retyped, so I was simply retyping it. So I just simply typed as fast as I could, and I didn't worry about whether or not I had made mistakes. So I was just flying through that document. And I think he thought that was pretty cool. And then he stopped pushing quite so hard.
And then you put that competitive thing in there, too.
Right, right. Yeah. And he types faster than I do now.
Yeah. But I'm sure folks just kind of go online and Google that. Are you finding that kids are using the tablets yet? Because my kids are with my wife, and they're all over that thing.
Yeah, and I know last year when I took my iPad home for Christmas, and I have nieces who are younger, the two youngest ones are now like 13 and 10, and they all wanted to use my iPad. Of course, they wanted to use it to play games, but they were very intrigued by that.
It's amazing the apps that they have. For example, my wife's, she found an app. I coach basketball, and you can actually diagram plays, and the way it works, it's so simple. It's amazing. And are you finding the transition from laptops to those iPads is something that's really growing?
I don't know of anyone who's using an iPad and saying, I don't need a laptop, or I don't need my tablet computer at this point. That may come. They're still maybe a little bit small and a little bit limited in how do you do the things that you would do on the laptop with the iPad or other tablet. But yeah, that may come in a year or two. I may have a completely different answer than I do today.
So you're saying business-wise, you still need the laptop, but it seems like for the social stuff and the games and all that, it's a little bit easier for
Right, it is. And I like using my iPad much more than my smartphone because it's bigger. It's much easier to do things than it is on my smartphone. There are ways using cloud computing technologies as virtual desktops become more prevalent. There will be ways to use those types of devices to do the work that you're used to doing on your laptop. And I think people will start traveling with those as those technologies gain a foothold. But it's a little bit early maybe yet.
All right. Next week, we are going to talk about some emails that we receive with folks. One person who does business, he's in the import-export business, and his business is growing, and he needs to learn more how to use the technology, especially when you talk about language and currency change, you know, exchange rates and all that, and how that works. So it'll be interesting, you know, to talk about that. I keep giving you homework. And I think it's supposed to be the other way around.